Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
From Chicago, the fun of live radio. Minute is so late. All things sports, medicine, fitness, and wellness. It's the Sports Doctor, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio. Great doubleheader, Ron Tank. He's an investor, author, he's a coach, discussing the financial mental toughness. He'll be joining me along with Lori Balke, social media and 3D iPhone orthotic scanning consultant for my orthotics lab for years, Hen Hat Labs, McCook, Nebraska. Then the sports doctor's in, some Bob Guide of Wisdom, your emails. Ron Tank, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Bob. Good to be here.
You know, the financial side of things is always a topic, whether it's for sports families, Ron, trying to afford their kid on a traveling or a sports team, or scholarship players or professionals wondering why everybody's broke 5 years after their career. So it's always an interesting topic. And, you know, the financial mental toughness is a great title. Ron, by the way, is the author of Moses of Wall Street. Ron, give us some background on the connection that you see also with the importance of education in the financial world.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Dr. Bob, I treat it like, and I advise everybody I run into to treat it like they want to be an engineer and they're going to get a degree to be an engineer. It takes schooling to do it. You know, and that preparation is important. I truly believe that. I think most people, when it comes to investing, though, they really don't think that they need to be very tough. They don't think there's a way to go about it, you know, a proven way to go about it. And they probably don't think they're going to invest in an education to be able to do it well. And I think all those things are needed. You need to have a good education and learn about investing in yourself and how to have a system and a way to go about it, a proven way to do it. You got to learn that it's not going to be easy necessarily. It might be a fairly simple concept you need to learn, but it's not going to necessarily be easy. You're going to have a pretty tough mindset to you in order to be able to do it well. I think it just takes an education. It takes a mindset that understands toughness. Dr. Bob, I knew with sports, I was like, how am I going to talk to this guy about, you know, the market when he's a sports doctor? So how do I, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, but the mental toughness is the thing that most investors are lacking. Even the education.
Well, you know, I had a guest on, Ron, months and months ago, also from the National Publicity Summit. And one of her points was she was a financial gal, and she talked about the fact that 70% of professional athletes 5 years after their career are broke, as a fascinating topic, what she was talking about. Or the idea, again, of a family that three kids are playing sports, two of them on traveling teams, trying to come up with some sort of strategy to be able to afford it. And so this is where your world fits in to the sports doctor. We have a very, very broad umbrella. But I got to ask also, you know, you said Moses of Wall Street. And I know, you know, you talk a lot about the Bible and some of these different teachings and your commandments, some of these ideas and your financial ideas. And I was curious, is it Moses of Wall Street? How come not Jesus?
Well, Moses was an investor.
I'm glad you included multiple religions, Ron. Good move.
You know, it really is. The thing is, Dr. Bob, that Moses, I look at myself as just trying to help people lead their way through Wall Street, kind of like Moses leading people through the desert and trying to part the Red Sea and cross the Red Sea to the Promised Land. And that title did come about that way, but it was also because of a concept I found in the Bible that proved to be very beneficial to me in the stock market, which seems like quite a stretch but the book illustrates why I say that very thing.
And again, you're not a gambler. You're talking about strategy when you're talking about or preparedness. You know, like I think you, well, somebody said in your forward to your book, you know, why didn't I hear this 25 years ago? What percentage of Americans have any involvement at all in the stock market, Ron?
There's a bunch of you, Dr. Mark, because I think there was a recent survey, Gallup maybe, or some. I think I was talking about that, have 150 million Americans own stock in the stock market, yet financial hardships, the number one or two reason for divorce in our country. So what's going on? Why is there so many people that own some of the stock market or participate in the stock market, yet the top reasons, top one or two spots, the reason is financial hardship or financial trouble the reason for divorce.
Or health expenses. And the whole thing, we've had those experts on also, the burden of health care, especially if there's a serious illness or post-serious injury, where again we get into the financial game regarding how to handle, you know, some of these different challenges. You know, you see, you can't watch television for more than 10 minutes before you see somebody talking about financial counselors. And I would imagine, you know, because there's three words we talk about on the Sports Doctor a lot, Ron, and they are awareness about what we're talking about, educating individuals about what changes or what makes sense, et cetera, and then a positive action. And it sounds like, again, you're an educator in the world of understanding and paying attention to the stock, to Wall Street.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's how I see myself, Dr. Bob. And I tell you, the sports analogy, so if you think of sports, you know, and what I do, I say, well, it's kind of like a builder would use a blueprint to build a building. It'd be similar to a doctor would use an x-ray. I teach people how to read stock charts and what they mean and how to find a certain pattern that I'm looking for. And that pattern, it's kind of like in the sports world, the football team, the coach saying, hey, we're running this play. And he shows them a diagram of where all the players are lined up. And so as an educated coach standing along the sideline, he could look out onto that football field and go, wow, I see him lined up that way. Well, that's this play. And he can tell just by the way they're standing on the field, because he can identify.
Well, you know, you mentioned right at the beginning of our discussion, you mentioned, you know, if I was an engineer and I was talking about this, now you're talking about making these kinds of plans and alignment, and you're right up the alley of the sports podiatrist and the sports doctor, Ron. Everybody, you're listening to the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years, international guests, national guests, local guests, an endless array of topics. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an array of articles on everything from concussions to mental toughness what's the best shoe to some of the excitement with MVP Parent Magazine. We have thousands of followers with lots of great sports medicine information, fitness and wellness. You could follow us on Twitter at SportsDoc. We're talking to Ron Tank again. And the, you know, financial mental toughness. One of the examples you used also, Ron, was like someone coming back from an injury, or somebody who was dealing with some kind of condition that was causing limitation, fighting through it. You were making that analogy somewhere along the way, weren't you?
Yeah, well, you know what, here's one of the things I've learned. It really is. The sports are so many likenesses to investing, and I think people that can adapt in the sports world and figure that out, how to deal with injury, how to deal with learning a playbook. You know, if you can't play on a team, if you don't know the plays, you're going to have to be well conditioned. You're going to go out and practice. You're going to educate yourself on lots of things. So there's lots of work that goes into it. And when it comes to certain sports, my son, I remember telling him when he was doing cross country. You know, after he ran one day, he was complaining how hot he got, how thirsty he got, how his legs were tired and burning. And, you know, I said, well, you know, what would help him deal with that? Well, the truth of the matter is that's pretty normal stuff for somebody who runs cross country to deal with. So I told him, I said, well, you know, you have to know what the facts are about the activity that you're engaged in. What are the facts about that activity? And those are just facts. They're going to happen to you. They're going to happen to everybody that gets involved.
Yeah, you fit right into our category of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Ron, what's the best site people could go to find out about the book and some of your writings?
Yeah, they can find the book on Amazon.com. Just, you know, search my name or the Moses Wall Street, or they can go to basically my name.com. So just rontank.com. And that'll send them there too. They can get a free copy of my book right now. If they go there and get on the book page, there's a PDF they can download for free right now. I don't know how long I'll keep it there, but it's there for now. So your audience can do that if they'd like.
These tools for families who have, again, talented young athletes and who might be on traveling teams, like I mentioned, might be on a club, particular team. Heck, Ice Time, especially the world of figure skating alone, is such an expense for families. And having strategies that could be extremely helpful, again, falls right into the idea that the awareness that this could be a powerful tool. And then the idea, like you were saying, you need a roadmap, you need a plan in order to be able to learn about some of these different strategies and have a very, very good chance of success, probably short as well as long term, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's true. And that long term, you know, Dr. Bob, for example, I just had a client of mine that sent me a message, hey, Tank, I'm up 179%. And it took him about all of 3 months to do that. And so some of these strategies are really good in the short run, but they can turn into really big benefits in the long run. And I would be a big advocate of somebody figuring out, you know, this system that I use, Dr. Bob, has been, you know, I've proven it. It's been about 2010 through 2012 is back when I, so it's been
What are a couple of bullet points? We have a few minutes left. What are a couple of bullet points, Ron, in your strategies that you're just talking about?
Yeah, bullet points. So strategies. The main thing, Dr. Bob, is I always pay attention to diagnosing the general market and the condition that it's in. People say you can't know, but it's a matter of supply and demand. And if you track the sellers versus the buyers, you can easily identify if you're in an uptrend or downtrend and whether it's healthy or about to turn unhealthy. Then I use a pattern I look for called the T3, which is basically a three-step down pattern that's about as good as a gold nugget when you can find it. And if you're patient and a good gold miner, you'll find them, and they're worth their weight in gold most of the time, and it prevents losses.
What's your thinking, Ron, regarding young adults, millennials, whatever? What is a good age for a young adult, college graduate, et cetera, young married, to start really paying attention to Wall Street?
To Wall Street, I'd say that's a great question, Dr. Bob. I'd say early high school.
Really?
Somewhere early high school. Yeah, oh yeah. I'd say early high school, if you can get them interested enough to do it. But I'd say early high school for sure, or by the time you're in college for certain, and I would value an education, what I know and what I've been taught and learned, over a college education. I would value it more so than that. And I would definitely say if you haven't started by the time you're out of college, you're getting behind. And if you're 25, you are behind if you haven't made any effort to
yeah, but to get please, in. Ron, is it never too late?
It isn't. And a lot of the people...
All right, I'd ask you that, man, if it's too late.
It's never too late. If you're above ground, it's not too late.
That definitely is a good point. Well, I knew the time would fly by. I think it's very important to have these strategies, to have this education, and like we said, the awareness. Again, Ron Tank, his book, Moses of Wall Street, is on Amazon, and you can go to Ron Tank. You can Google him. And Ron, thanks so much for joining us. We'll put you on the roster. Hold on, Ron. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, Lori Balke, social media and 3D iPhone orthotics scanning consultant for my orthotics lab for a long time, Hen Hat Orthotics Lab in McCook, Nebraska. Lori, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Well, thanks, Dr. Bob, for having me on the show.
Give us some background, Lori, on you and Hen Hat and this exciting new 3D technology.
Well, just some background on me. Okay. Well, I'm a graduate of, I'm a Nebraska girl and a graduate of the University of Nebraska. I'm a teacher by trade. That was what I went to school to do. Actually I taught, the owner of Hen Hat, in high school, and we have kept in touch all these years. And when I was thinking about retiring from my position at a local college, he said, "Hey, come work for me. I have some ideas." And that sent us on a journey for scanning, because that was the new hot thing to do for orthotics. And we started on that journey and haven't looked back.
I'm trying to think, Lori, I've had Ben on the show, and my superstar at Hen Hat Labs, Darren Harfan, who I don't know how many superstar figure skaters we've done orthotics for. He's a real, real, fantastic
technician. How long is Hen Hat in existence when Ben took over for Burns?
I believe it was in 2013 he officially took over the reins to the lab.
Yes, and Burns was one of the original superstars.
Absolutely.
In the world of podiatric orthotic fabrication. And I used to say, Wagook, Nebraska, where is that? Ben, who is a prosthetic with animals also, in what he does, took over a tremendous tradition, and they've really, really kept strong in the world of what's been the world of routine orthotics fabrication. Someone's feet are casted, molds are taken, and the laboratory then fabricates through a prescription the orthotic device itself, no matter what the material is and what it's used for. And scanning has been around for a while. And, of course, Darren at the lab, he told me what a tough sell he was. He's such a perfectionist with what they've done for years and years. And this technology that you're involved with, that you've just exposed me to, is scanning the foot for orthotics using an iPhone. Right, Lori?
That's right. And just so you know, Dr. Bob, we were the first company in the United States to do iPhone scanning. We weren't the first to do scanning or 3D scanning, but the first to take that iPhone and make it work. So we're pretty proud of that accomplishment. And
it's a big deal. The scanning that might be done in a running shoe store or a doctor's office, those scanners could cost thousands of dollars. This is a whole different technology capability, with the important point of, is it as precise as the casting I've done of people's feet with all the mess included, and mailing this stuff back and forth? Is it as consistent? And my guy Darren says he's impressed, as are you, right?
Darren and I had this conversation about 9 months in to doing the scanning. And I will tell you, Darren is the hard sell. If it doesn't work, Darren's not going to let us sell it if it doesn't work, number one. And I said, okay, Darren, I need the numbers. And we used to get an average of maybe two returned a week of all of the that we would do from casting and from the boxes. And
that's an amazing efficiency rate, I'll tell you.
But we are down to...
That's what made you guys famous.
And in 9 months, he had two total from scanning.
Wow, the pressure's on me.
So is it accurate? I would have to say absolutely. The accuracy is there. And like you said, no mess. You can see patients quickly, and holding that foot in neutral position or the position that you need. I'm gonna tell you, Dr. Bob, and you know it takes a little bit of practice, 4 or 5 practice scans, and you've got it. So that's been kind of the consistent thing I've heard back from doctors is that, hey, yeah, we did have to practice this just a little bit, but you weren't good at doing a casting the first time you did it either. So it does take a little practice, but 4 scans.
And custom orthotics, when done properly, are a step up for human locomotion. Many times we see that people think arch supports and they think they could buy something over the counter. And there is some value in over the counter devices, whether it's a Dr. Scholl's or Superfeet. We've used these things forever. But whether it's a grandmother that we're trying to prevent falling and give a better balance, or the best figure skaters in the world, we were interested in alignment and joint positioning, this is what custom orthotics are all about. And the main champion of this whole technology has been and continues to be podiatry. Right, Lori?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And making it comfortable and accurate is really what this is all about, making
it
comfortable.
Well, if it ain't comfortable, people ain't going to wear it. You know, when I have, I'll tell you a quick story. I was honored to be inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. I can't believe it's like 4 years ago. And one of the members, a very famous chiropractor, Dr. Phil Clausen, who is a 16, 17-year-old, I put in orthotics. He was an Olympic handball player. this is all these years later, and he's congratulating me, and I'm giving him a big hug, and as he's walking away, I slap him on the back. Phil, hey, man, how's your orthotics? He takes his shoes off, Dr. Weil, 1978, says on the bottom of his red polypropylene orthotics. I made a social media post. I made him famous as a commercial. But that's the kind of success many times when we're talking again about most lower extremity problems. And this is a big part of, again, Mike, all these decades on the Sports Doctor when we were talking about the role of the foot in sports and what the role of orthotics are. This is still a big educational challenge for medicine when it comes to proactively preventing problems compared to dealing with them after they've started in the gigantic world of diabetes and mm-hmm. diabetic foot care. Right, Lori?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the fact of what we can see with that 3D scan. When I was a kid, my brother and I, we were kind of avid hunters, and we were out down by the river, and my brother stepped on a stick. It was a beaver had chewed it sharp, and he just had on boots, and it went right through his boot and right through his foot. And so that's always been scar. And when I took a picture, when I took a scan of his foot, Darren called me from the lab, and he said, Lori, I see something kind of serious here. What is this mark? And I said, well, I have no idea. And I called my brother, and he said, oh, yeah. He said, remember when I stepped on the beaver stick? Well, Darren could see that scar tissue and how deep it was, and said, "Hey, I think you know we need to put a med pad in there and make it
right.
more comfortable."
As if you were putting a pad to pad around somebody's callus,
right,
hurting them, that we've been doing for you know who knows how many years,
mm-hmm.
as well as in the world of figure skates. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates 40 years, give or take a few weeks. And as everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor, they know, as Darren knows, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist who grew up here in Illinois, Evan Lysacek, he was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-olds' skates. And I never had a coach call me and say, you know, you messed up their balance. You know, you made them slower.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
I have had for years is coaches saying, wow, this kid's balance, this stability, this speed. And this is still an area that we're hoping more and more the chiropractic world, the athletic world,
mm-hmm.
the athletic trainer world, as well as the medical world, tunes more into the fact that orthotics really can make a huge difference, especially if someone has lower extremity persistent problems, whether it's your low back, whether it's your hips or your knees or your feet or ankles. It's foot related. That's my hen hat commercial for the day, Lori.
Well, and you know, your general health starts at your feet and works its way up. You know, if your feet don't feel good, the rest of your body just hurts too. So,
no, the world of diabetes, you know, again, podiatry is one of the first mm-hmm. professions to identify diabetes because symptoms, the feet are the furthest area from the heart, might be numbness, might be burning, might be other symptoms which show up, which would cause the podiatrist to say, you know, we better check your sugar, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the famous podiatric physicians, Dr. Larry Rubin, runs an organization called LEAP, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. The nightmares of 80% of amputations could be prevented with proper attention. Podiatry has always been in the mm-hmm. middle. Diabetic orthotics and diabetic shoes are a big part of your business.
Yeah, and because it all starts at the feet. You know, the feet really do show a person's overall health, and it tells us a lot about what's going on. And you and I both know that when Darren sees a problem, he's going to call. He's the master at this game and working with podiatrists all over the nation. And he can relatively see problems that need to be addressed. And so we're just really proud of
him. I always share with Darren, I call this group my 9- and 10-year-old orthotic figure skating hotshots. There's about a dozen of them, all who do double jumps or more the famous Magic Bella Rose, and I always share her videos and whatever. Darren sees a lot of that stuff. Again, we're talking about enhancing performance and that side of orthotics. And I think general medicine is getting more and more. You know, it's interesting, in girls' sports, Lori, almost 50% of the young girls I put in orthotics are knee problems.
1 minute.
And I'm a foot specialist. And we're going to talk more about that with Lori Balke and Hen Hat Labs, the world of orthotics. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is in article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago with the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. We're talking with Lori Balke. She's the social media and 3D iPhone orthotic scanning consultant for my particular lab, Hen Hat Lab. Lori, what's the website for the lab for doctors, others, podiatrists can tune in to you and what you're doing?
It's henhat.co.
Okay. And Hen Hat, H-E-N-H-A-T.co?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So the technology... And the iPhone technology, like you said, is about how old?
We started it in April of last year, so we're just a little over a year old. We started with the iPad with a scanner that was attached, but that was kind of expensive for doctors to jump on. And the minute we went to the iPhone. It was a game changer for a lot of doctors because a lot of them have the iPhone, and the app can be downloaded from the Apple Store. It's free, as you know, Dr. Bob, because we had you download it. It's free to use, and I encourage doctors, go download it, play with it. It's fairly user-friendly, and I'm always available. I'm pretty much available 24/7. If you have a problem, I can walk you through it.
And again, you know, the whole idea of proper custom orthotics, we get that question all the time on the Sports Doctor, Lori, which is, mm-hmm. you know, what is the difference between, you know, does everybody need custom orthotics? And you know what my answer to them is, Lori? I said
what?
You got the wrong word. The word is, would everybody benefit? And when yeah. done properly, my answer has been yes.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no downside to proper orthotics posturally, whether you're mm-hmm. trying to jump further or land softer or have better balance, which is a key in any sport. And, the challenge has always been is that if the feet themselves don't hurt, then problems above, like shin splints and knee problems, which might be very foot related, are routinely missed in that regard. And you know, there's no doubt to the over the years, even you know the messiness of that whole world of a plaster cast. You know, for years I had the lab send me back the actual positive molds, which were like, what, 5 pounds a piece,
yes.
You know, through the mail. You come a long way, baby, Lori, in that regard.
Well, because you can just spin that scan around on your phone and you will see what we're going to pour. And so it really, you have it and you can hold it in your hand. And I have a lot of doctors who need to be mobile because they cover more than one clinic. And this is a game changer for them as well. They don't have to carry a bunch of supplies, including you, Dr. Bob. You no longer have to carry your supplies wherever you go, and you're getting an accurate, complete scan. So, and that's the important thing, that there's some accuracy there.
Yes. And again, there's an endless array of materials. I almost, without exception, use the polypropylenes, which weigh nothing, can be extremely flexible,
yes,
can be more rigid depending on someone's weight, are virtually indestructible. I do have one or two instances a year where the dog might chew one up, you know, in somebody's house. Otherwise,
yes.
I tell, especially these kids, I tell patients that if they break their orthotics, two things happen. Number one, Hen Hat will replace it for free. And number two, I put their picture on the wall. I make them famous.
Yeah,
to break a pair, and which is why I like those materials. But a lot of the soft, forgiving materials, you know, in the I have dancers that Hen Hat's been able to fabricate using the same prescription, a very flexible, floppy material, still that is arch precision in their ballroom dancing shoes. Or even in their ballet slippers. So Darren and I have mixed in some creativity with some of this stuff, Lori.
There is no doubt in my mind that the two of you have created some masterful pieces there, Dr. Bob. And
or in the world of gymnastics. You know, when we had the challenge of gymnasts, of course, being barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole challenge of whether they would be taped, was there any kind of strap, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that some of them did wear gymnastic sandals, slip-ons, and those were the ones that we were able to come up with different materials, through some of Darren's ingenuity and technology, where we come up with a very flexible foam device, but it was made from your prescription. And that was the main difference,
even though
it might not be nearly is supportive. So again, you know, we keep on going back to those terms, you know, can we really depend on the scanning and the fact that you've had some really, really good feedback and results is so, so important. And, Ben's involved in the animal kingdom, isn't he, with his prosthetics?
Ben is very innovative. You know, when I started teaching out in Western Nebraska, where he's from, I had a room full of very smart kids, and I thought, wow, you know, that was had a lot of entrepreneurs. I think Ben told me that 60% of his graduating class are all entrepreneurs, and so for him to explore, he started in the world prosthetics, being a cancer survivor himself, and having his legs taken, that kind of set him on a whole new journey to, number one, help people, and then turn around and being the loving, caring person that he is to transfer that same information to the world of animals, not just dogs. He's taking care of zoo pets now, so you know, that world is growing for him, but he still has an incredible belief in making people's feet feel great. And
The preciseness and precision, he's the one who told me about it. I had a neighbor's friend who had Newfoundland dogs, and they had all sorts of joint concerns. And Ben, in between talking to him about orthotics when I had him on the show, and in between, I was also asking him about, as a matter of fact, the guy ended up making a phone call. I think he connected years ago into something that really, really could be helped, that really, really helped them, these huge, magnificent Newfoundlands with their joint problems. And again, you know, so alignment and precision of joints is just as important, and a lot could be learned, especially today. The world of prosthetics today is huge, and the idea of comfortable devices, devices that have multiple use, even in the world of sports, where we've seen a huge amount of interest in some of these devices for, believe it or not, running, jumping sports.
Absolutely. And, you know, the world of pickleball is kind of hitting our lab pretty hard because,
bingo.
You know, we have,
they got to read my article, Lori. Pickleball is physical. Lori, give me the website again.
Henhat.co. Yep. Google it and give us a call. We'll walk you through the process of downloading that app. And
great. It's all about education, Lori.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely have you back.
Thanks.
Hold on, Lori.
You bet.
We'll be right back, everybody. The Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor Is In segment, where we preview some of our exciting, multi-talented guests, and we answer a few emails, and we absolutely include some Bob Guida wisdom. We've got some great guests and topics coming up. Kathy Lamberti, one of the founders of SmartFit. This is an organization that pays big attention to the mental and physical sides of assisted living residents, nursing home residents, seniors, great innovative programs to really make a difference in people's lives. And one of the gals who introduced me in my induction to the National Fitness Hall of Fame, inductee herself, Esther Gutierrez, the founder of Sal Aerobics, that whole world. She'll be joining us following week. We're going to talk with Heather Davis, nutritionist, dietitian with NutriSense. Some of these wearables, paying attention to glucose, interesting topics. And then foregoing the victim mentality, a real champion in what he's achieved. Chris Janklowski will be joining us. Bob Guida, you know, I won't say Bob Guida made the mini tram famous, but boy, he sure helped. Bob, as everybody knows, made such a big deal about what we called instability training. Create imbalance, whether it was on a balance beam, whether it was on tilt boards, whether it was on the new creative sand dune stepper, using the mini trampoline to balance on, maybe to catch baseballs with your glove on, maybe to swing your tennis racket or your hockey stick on, maybe to balance. Bob would say, look at the tram like a clock. And if you are standing at 3 o'clock, the tram is tilting you in and pronating you, and you're strengthening all the opposites and stabilizers. As you move your position, you're demanding all sorts of stabilizers and balance systems. Tremendous exercise, no matter what your age, no matter what your sport, no matter what your level, working, balance, and stability, mini trim is famous. Some emails. Rich says, my 11-year-old been playing soccer. It's his third year. He's been diagnosed. They call it calcaneal lymphocytosis. Common irritation to the heel, Rich. The most common in kids is the inflammation of the growth center, the apophysis, which runs along the whole back of the heel and bottom of the heel bone. Pounding, running, jumping, all can irritate the area. Sometimes certain foot types, like excessively pronated feet, high arch feet, can then perpetuate the stress. One of the big concerns is children in cleats. Soccer is famous. Get your son out of those cleats. Get him into a multi-nub shoe that spreads the pressure, not only on that growth center. If it's been something that's been ongoing, Rich, orthotics are magic, which I just talked about with our last guest. Proper orthotics, I've had great success when we're talking about reducing the kind of mechanics that might be caused by that excessive flat foot shear force under that area. So get him out of the cleats. See podiatry big time if he's had a persistent problem. Great news is the same orthotics that calm his heels down will give him better balance. Gray says, I'm a 40-year-old runner. How key is limb length differences? Gray says, an interesting question. If we took 25 people off the street, we'd probably see at least half. We could nitpick some leg length discrepancy. Mostly functional, slight tilting of the pelvis, slight rotation of the pelvis, one foot pronating or collapsing slightly more than another. All of these kinds of factors could go into that functional when people are walking and moving around leg length. That individual, you put them in proper orthotics, you control and correct that difference. There could be a structural anatomic leg length difference. Someone had a fracture, let's say, of their shin bone or a leg fracture. And in the healing mechanism, there was some slight shortening possible. That's another type. It's a heck of a lot less common. And a lot of times, a quarter-inch leg length difference, regardless of its cause, can be problematic. So many times, we're paying attention all the time, including leg length factors, in the prescribing of any orthotic. Whether it's for a 12-year-old or a 65-year-old, you want to be paying attention because the functional limb length is concerning. The best expert field I have found in determining these minimal leg length discrepancies is the chiropractic profession. I have found them to be the best, and I include orthopedics, I include osteopathic medicine, I include podiatry, I include physical therapy, all deal with leg length and all can make very positive input. But when we're talking millimeters and very, very slight differences, I want to get that chiropractic opinion. And if you're a runner, I would be paying attention to orthotics big time. And when the difference, by the way, is more than a half inch, then there's some correction to the shoe. But orthotics definitely make a lift is one plane. Foot ankle moves in three different planes. So just the lift in the shoe is not optimum. Tom says, you know, you talk about the two best exercises for kids in your book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. What about adults? Yeah, bingo, Tom. Right. Strengthening your feet and ankles and working on your balance is one of the best things you can include in whatever your exercise program is. Whether you're a runner, whether you play golf, whether you're a tennis player, whether you're a growing athlete, again, whether you're a senior citizen. We want to prevent falls. We want to be able to be active. You know, pickleball now is so popular, and the article I wrote was how physical it is and how people thought they could just jump on that court and just start running around, and we had all sorts of concerns and problems. So strengthening, the ankles continue to be the most commonly injured area. It's very, very commonly problematic. Any ankle injury should be taken seriously. It's a complicated joint. It many times causes all sorts of havoc later on in life. So strengthening your feet and ankles, learning the proper tech, rubber bands are fantastic. The same balance equipment, we would have our figure skaters, again, that mini trampoline, fabulous for strengthening your feet and ankles. Go to Sand Dune Stepper. .com on Instagram and take a look at this fantastic piece of equipment that simulates standing on the sand and getting that whole gripping action of the feet and toes also involved. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or a great grandmother. So instability training, working balance, major key, as well as strengthening feet and ankles. When we're interested in either optimum performance, whether we're interested in your son or daughter who's a serious athlete and want to try to stay out of trouble as best we can, we don't want to only pay attention to ankles when after an injury. And we want to also, again, be looking at all sorts of different ways to be able to simulate what a Bob Guide is famous pieces of equipment was called the oscillating balance beam, this rollable balance beam, which we would see the United States Olympic volleyball team, you know, Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe, Walter Payton, whoever the athlete was, included in whatever they were doing. They were walking that beam and balancing and looking for checking for instabilities and working all of these areas. Guider would call it strengthening the brakes. Again, the muscles, imagine the tennis player or the baseball player swinging the racket or the bat 500 times a week, and he would want to pay big attention to the muscles that slow you down, stabilize, control these kinds of motions. I think of Jim McMahon's rehab from a shoulder surgery for months and months working with Guida, strengthening everything, his neck, his upper traps, whatever shoulder, talking about how important it was. Or his volleyball players who were constantly slamming that ball with their shoulders and that kind of concern, again, paying attention to working the stabilizers. So again, we talk a lot about those concepts in the book. Again, available on Amazon, gosh, it's 4 years. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. My co-author, Sharkey's Artman, a Hall of Fame volleyballer, player and coach, both sand and on the U.S. Team, a tremendous combination of all sorts of advice and concern regarding prevention of problems, enhancing performance, and including all sorts of different experts, whether it's the world of nutrition, the world of coaching, parenting, mental training, and some of these different, we have perspectives of parents. Most of the experts and parents were either radio guests or parents of young athletes that I treated over the years. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, BBS. See you next week.